Imagine you're faced with a terrible choice. A runaway trolley is about to kill 5 people. You can flip a switch to divert it to another track where it will kill only 1 person instead. Most people would flip the switch. But what if the only way to save those 5 people was to push a large person off a footbridge to stop the trolley? Though the math remains the same, sacrifice 1 to save 5, most people recoil at this option. Why? This puzzle lies at the heart of Mark Hauser's groundbreaking exploration of our moral instincts. What if our deepest moral judgments aren't the product of careful reasoning or religious teaching, but rather an innate moral faculty that evolved over millions of years? This provocative thesis challenges everything we think we know about the origins of right and wrong. Most people become morally dumbfounded when explaining trolley problem decisions, certain about their judgments, but unable to articulate why. This parallels language. We instantly recognize grammatical errors without accessing underlying rules, just as few can explain why the cat the mat on sat feels wrong. Hauser, building on Chomsky's work, proposes humans possess a universal moral grammar, an unconscious system generating rapid judgments about right and wrong. Like our capacity for language acquisition, we're equipped with a moral faculty that develops within cultural contexts. Trolley dilemmas reveal how we distinguish between permissible and impermissible harm through key distinctions: redirecting existing threats versus creating new ones, impersonal versus personal harm, and intended versus foreseen consequences. The principle of double effect emerges as crucial. Harm that is foreseen but unintended may be permissible, while harm intended as a means is typically deemed wrong. Research across cultures shows remarkable consistency in these evaluations, with demographic factors having minimal impact. Data from the Moral Sense Test website, over 60,000 respondents across 120 countries, confirmed earlier patterns. About 90% judge switch flipping as permissible, while only 10% approved of pushing. Yet 70% provided insufficient justifications, appearing morally dumbfounded regardless of background. Our sense of fairness emerges early in development and appears in all human societies. Like language, it operates through universal principles with parameters set by cultural context. In ultimatum games, where one player proposes how to split money and the other accepts or rejects, people consistently defy pure self-interest. Cross-cultural studies confirm fairness is universal but culturally parameterized. Western college students typically offer 40 to 50% in ultimatum games, while small-scale societies show varying patterns. The Ah and Gnao reject fair offers as they create unwanted obligations. The cooperative Ache make generous offers exceeding 40%, and the individualistic Machi Gwenga offer only about 15%. These differences don't indicate absent fairness principles, but different parameter settings, similar to how languages vary in word order while following grammatical constraints. Our fairness judgments operate through unconscious reference points that vary across cultures but follow universal patterns. While moral judgments reveal universal principles, violent behavior varies significantly across cultures. The American South exemplifies a culture of honor, where men respond more aggressively to insults, a psychology persisting generations after the original ecological conditions disappeared. Our moral faculty builds upon 5 foundational principles evident before age 1. Self-propelled objects or animals. Objects moving toward targets show goal-directed behavior. Objects changing direction flexibly demonstrate rationality. Sequential movements between objects indicate social interaction. And self-propelled, goal-directed objects can potentially harm or comfort similar objects. Infants understand these principles through looking time experiments, staring longer when principles are violated. Our sense of self, developing around 18 to 24 months, enables moral capacities like responsibility, guilt, pride, and empathy. Emotions act as biasing agents that motivate or inhibit behavior, driving moral action. Mind-reading abilities let us infer intentions, forming another foundation of moral judgment. Even four-year-olds judge based on intentions rather than just consequences, distinguishing between actions with identical outcomes but different intentions. Brain imaging shows moral judgments engage both emotional processing and deliberative reasoning, with emotional brain areas activating significantly in moral personal scenarios. Patients with ventromedial prefrontal damage highlight emotions' crucial role. They understand rewards and punishments intellectually, but cannot integrate emotional feedback to guide choices. The parent-offspring relationship exemplifies tension between self-interest and concern for others. Offspring maximize their own resources while parents distribute across all children, a conflict rooted in genetics. Parents share half their genes with each child, but each child shares all genes with itself. Humans possess two innate quantification systems, one for precise small numbers and another for approximate large quantities. Even 5-month-old infants demonstrate these abilities, which influence moral development, fairness judgments, and cheating detection. Though evolutionarily predisposed toward selfishness, we've developed mechanisms to enforce fairness. Humans struggle with abstract logic, but excel at detecting social rule violations, solving problems framed as social contracts far more easily than identical abstract versions. Envy serves evolutionary functions by responding to resource inequities and maintaining social balance. In economic experiments, people reject unfair offers at personal cost, demonstrating spite that punishes inequality, a uniquely human trait enforcing social norms. From an evolutionary perspective, seemingly altruistic behaviors reflect selfish genes, promoting genetic posterity through kin selection and reciprocity. Complex moral features like cheater detection systems evolved as adaptations for social exchange among our ancestors. Animals demonstrate rudimentary moral capacities. Chimpanzees display contagious yawning, mirroring human empathy. Rats will forego food when pressing levers shocks nearby rats, effectively starving themselves to prevent another suffering. Rhesus monkeys show even greater restraint, some refusing food for up to 12 days when it would shock a companion. Evidence suggests that while various animals possess some moral capacities, experiencing emotions that motivate helping or harming, reconciling conflicts, and following principles, they differ from humans in their impulsivity and limited self-control. While individual species demonstrate subsets of moral capacities, only humans appear to have evolved the complete moral foundation set. The science of morality remains in its early stages, with promising discoveries emerging regularly. Like linguistics before it, we anticipate a renaissance in moral understanding as natural sciences join humanities in this exploration. Universal moral grammar with parametric variation provides a framework for pluralism. We must understand how parameters are fixed by experience and recognize that once established, another community's moral system may seem as perplexing as their language. This biological perspective establishes ranges of possibility rather than eliminating free will. Religion's simple rules cannot fully explain our complex moral intuitions, especially when principles conflict. Children develop morality similar to language acquisition. Experience prunes possibilities rather than building from nothing. Many principles driving our judgments remain unconscious, which is why we cannot teach what we ourselves don't consciously know. Our shared universal moral grammar reveals that beneath apparent differences lie common foundations uniting us as a species. Understanding the deep structure of our moral minds may reveal new ways to bridge seemingly insurmountable divides. Though our moral intuitions differ in expression, they emerge from the same evolutionary source, binding humanity across cultures and times.